This is Geek News Central. My name is Todd Cochran, coming to you from the New Media Production Studios in Coldwater, Michigan. I want to welcome you to episode 1496 of the Geek News Central podcast for Wednesday, December 30th. This show is sponsored in part by GoDaddy.com and listeners just like you. Great deals from GoDaddy can be found at geeknewscentral.com/GoDaddy. You can support this show today at geeknewscentral.com/insider by becoming a Geek News Central insider. I want to give a warm welcome to new listeners of the show. If you're checking this show out for the very first time today, be advised that it's kind of an abbreviated show. I'm not going to have a lot of tech news. Actually, no tech news. It's just going to kind of be a year in review and talk about what's going to happen in the future. So, again, if you're brand new, please get over to geeknewscentral.com, get subscribed to the show. You can join our chat room at geeknews.chat or join our Discord channel as well. You can contact me if you have questions via email, geeknews@gmail.com, or on Twitter @geeknews. You can follow me on Facebook as well. And all of our partner shows are linked at geeknewscentral.com as well. This show would not exist without our good friends at GoDaddy.com. We have the longest running continuous sponsor of a podcast with GoDaddy. You can find all my GoDaddy promo codes at geeknewscentral.com/GoDaddy. We've got codes there from everything from discounted domains to hosting accounts where you get a free domain name. Those are the best deals on that promotion page is really those podcast hosting plans. Whether it be a free, and here's stupidity. I didn't have the page opened up, but it really, again, it goes into a managed WordPress site. That's what I was trying to spit out. $1 a month to manage WordPress hosting site for the first year with a free domain, or again, $1 a month economy hosting site for the first year of the free domain. We've got a 30% discount code. We've also got an offer for a free trial of the GoDaddy website builder for your business owners out there. And then if you've got domains sitting somewhere else, you want to move them, or you got a new domain that you're thinking about that you just want to capture and make sure that you've got it locked down, we've got $499.com. So that's a one-time deal for new or transferred for new customers only at GoDaddy. So again, I want to thank GoDaddy for being a longtime sponsor here at Geek News Central, and their ongoing support of the show is incredible, and we thank them. Of course, you can't see it today because I'm doing audio only, but the studio here is designed by Audiomute.com. If you're looking for soundproofing solutions, talk to Kevin over there. He'll get you set up. But as I said, today is kind of just a shorty show. I told Kirk no need to do any show production. And I'm going to do this only in audio. And that's another thing that I may be doing a little more in the coming year is just more audio-only shows. The live video stuff is great, but sometimes I think it's good to get back to the roots of doing just audio only, to concentrate on that and make sure that I'm delivering the best message for the majority of you that listen via audio podcast. So just to give you a little update, and I apologize if I retrace some of the stuff I already talked about previously, but I got a COVID test before I was, had to get a COVID test before I flew out to Honolulu. That was quite the ordeal because technically I was supposed to take that 72 hours before takeoff, and I did. I was 71 hours before takeoff is when the actual test was administrated. And then they were supposed to have the results back to me, their trusted partner, before we took off at 9:15 a.m. on Wednesday the 23rd. And as we were wheels in the well headed towards Honolulu on the 23rd, my COVID test wasn't back yet. And technically, the way it works is you are supposed to have that test results uploaded before your wheels up, and that wasn't the case. So I purchased for $27 the internet plan, and at about 2 o'clock Chicago time, my test came in. So I'd already been in the air 5 hours, and I was able to upload it to the Honolulu website, but I'm thinking they're still going to give me a hard time. And when I landed in Honolulu, it was just exactly that. And I kind of posted about this a little bit in Facebook, but as I got off the plane, they were yelling at us, stand in line, social distancing, keep your mask up. I mean, it was no aloha, please stand in line. It was pretty rude. And they had a dozen or so people that were checking people into Hawaii and walked up to the table, had already had a temperature test before I got off the airplane. They did that with the Hawaii National Guard. Those gentlemen were very professional. Got to the table where I'm to be processed, and this gal says, papers, please. And I'm like, you mean my QR code on my mobile phone? And she said, yes. I'm like, okay. I said, just so you know, doing a demand in the tone that you did for papers, you know, that has really some negative connotations going back to World War II. And she just kind of looked at me. I said, the Nazis were the ones that were saying, papers, please, in this authoritative tone. And I said, you know, a little aloha, welcome to Hawaii. Can I see your QR code? Would have been much more appropriate. So I probably pissed her off, but I couldn't let it pass. And anyway, so she said, hey, you uploaded your results when you were in the air. You're going to have to quarantine. And I said, listen, I followed all the instructions. I said, and I had in my phone, I said, here's when I took the test. It was plus 72 hours, almost 76, 77 hours before your trusted agent uploaded the results. I said, that's not my fault. That's your trusted agent's fault. I did my part. I got the test to you. It's negative. And she just sat there and kind of argued with me for 5 minutes or so. I said, listen, I said, this is common sense. Can you ask for your supervisor to come over? And he did. And I explained to him what's going on. I said, this common sense now. Come on. I've got my test. It's negative. Yes, it was 4 hours late or 5 hours late from when we took off. But, you know, that's not my fault. That's your trusted agent's fault. I have a negative test. It was taken within the time frame. I've met all your guidelines, except for this one that the test had to be uploaded before we took off. And it hit him hard, it hit him. And finally, I think he got tired of me. He said, okay, you can go. So that was the introduction of coming back into Honolulu. Everything is closed at the airport. I saw nothing open. They had some vending machines to get water, and that proved to be true when I flew out as well. No place to get food. It was bad. It really, really was. And you've got people that are getting ready to get on 9-hour flights and no food or alcohol on those flights, and you can't buy food in the airport, which was pretty ridiculous. But just talk about the state of affairs in Hawaii. The first place I wanted to go was to get sushi. And the restaurants are open in Hawaii at 50% capacity. So Shoko had picked me up at the airport, and I said, let's go to my favorite sushi place. And I called in the order. We were going to do pickup anyway. That was the case. I called in the order. We got there. And this business, I was shocked. This is a business that thriving, absolutely thriving before I left. I mean, you'd wait 45 minutes for a seat. And I walked up there, and there was two or three people waiting for pickup orders, but no inside dining because everything in Hawaii is small. You know, you go into, it's like, imagine a strip mall and then restaurants in a strip mall, and then that's you know, that size, like 2,000 square feet or something like that, where 1,000 square feet is used for, you know, the cooking and everything, and the other 1,000 square foot, or maybe not even that much, maybe 800 square feet. Well, the problem they had at the sushi place is with all the social guidelines that they put out in the state of Hawaii, they could only get like three or four customers in literally 3 or 4 people could only be in there, where normally they could seat about 30. So they have had to remain completely takeout only. And they had these tables out in the sun. I said, why don't you guys get up and put up a tent over this? And he says, the property owner won't allow us. So it was crazy. And, you know, I got my food. It was just as high quality as it has been in the past. But here you've got a business that's struggling to operate under the current guidelines. And they have fared much better than other companies because there was massive businesses closed signs. It was really, really quite shocking how bad it really, really is. My daughter, who works at Buffalo Wild Wings, gets 2, maybe 3 tables max, maybe 2 rotations if she's lucky during a shift. But she says people don't have no money. They come in, they're come in for a birthday, and they order a minimal amount of food, no drinks, just water. And then if they tip the bare minimum, because people are hurting for money. She understands it. I understand it. Multi-generational homes with everyone out of work. When I arrived back here in Michigan on Monday, Tuesday morning, Shoko had found out that she's been furloughed from her education job. So she's completely out of work now. And so I've got, really a whole family that is really affected by the state of affairs in Hawaii. And, she's probably going to put in her unemployment paper, but she's got to go look for a job and look for something at this point. And with the holiday rush over, the stores that hired extra help, they're going to be letting those people off, or they're going to be keeping the ones they want. So the state of affairs in Hawaii, I think, is much worse than maybe even some of the other places in the country. Household limitations. You can only have groups of 5 in the homes. That's the max for the holiday. You couldn't meet with anyone else. We did drop off some stuff to some of her aunts and uncles. Amazing fear that has been put into people in that state, more so than even Michigan. Most people are wearing their masks when they're driving, which is bizarre to me. It's definitely a whole different level of people being freaked out. People that don't have pre-existing conditions, that they don't even, like, you have to be 15 feet away from them and talking to them. I was just really quite amazed. I really was. And then on the opposite token, kind of people like, hey, come on in. How you doing? Nice to see you. You know, all still doing social distancing and wearing masks and stuff, but it's just didn't have a different feel. Now, dining is open 50%, 2 different places had great meals. Thai the first time and Vietnamese pho the second time. Fantastic. And, but again, talking with business owners, desperation at this point. They're very, very desperate. Don't know if they're going to continue to be able to survive. The bars just did open. And I think that the state did this specifically for the increasing number of tourists coming to Hawaii, even though I think those numbers are still minute. Based upon just my experience of seeing the airport and hearing about from different people what was really happening there. But anyway, business has been decimated all across the country and the world, and Hawaii was no different. Hawaii had a whole different feel. And from the airport reaction, it really didn't feel... When I was leaving, everyone was very friendly. But when I got there, they were not. It wasn't nice at all. So I think the Hawaii Tourism Authority has a little work to do. So anyway, that's what's been going on for me. I'm back here in Michigan. I am, New Year's Eve is tomorrow. I promised I would get a show out to you. I just wanted to spend some time today just kind of you know, spend a little more time here reflecting about the past year. It's been crazy for all of us. And, you know, I'm ready to be back interacting with my team on a more often basis. But it's going to be a while before we get the office open back up in Columbus for, you know, as many people as we want in there. So what's my plan for 2021 for this show? Well, you know, I've gotten to think a little bit here, and I think that we'll still continue to do live a lot like we have been. I'm going to definitely be reflecting on the show and the show's personality more, and trying to interact with you more. I definitely want to continue to push the thought process of you being a more integrated supporter of the podcast, so that you have a stake in this venture. While the GoDaddy sponsorship is continuing and doing okay, you just never know when that situation can change. And then there would be and I'm not saying there's a complete reliance on GoDaddy, but they really make things possible to do what I do and the way I do it from that vantage point. So this year, I am definitely going to be doing more audio-only shows. I think that's important. I'm going to continue to pace myself as I've, you know, I'm heading into what is more crazy is the March to the 17th year in podcasting. This show, obviously, we're fast approaching 1500 episodes. Take me a little longer to get to 1500 this time than it has in the past, but that's largely by design. And I do appreciate your ongoing support of the show. Those of you that are insiders, those of you who are contributing anywhere from $2 to $25 a month. And for those of you that do one-time donations every year, those are absolutely appreciated. I think the biggest one we got this year was about $300. So value for value. I hope that I'm providing value to you with this show. Obviously, I've got a lot of irons in the fire, right? But I still dedicate a significant amount of time in doing this show for you because I love to do the podcast and I like to stay connected with all of you. But I think for now, the biggest change will probably be more audio-only shows from time to time. I do, again, when it's possible, I do want to move around more, you know, like being able to spend a few days down with my daughter in Tampa on a more regular basis to see my grandkids, getting out to LA to hang out with my son, definitely getting back to Hawaii on a more regular basis when I'm able to. That's going to be on my planning list for 2021. Along with that, as we move into the summer, I'm sure there's going to be an uptick in things that we're going to be able to do in person, which is exciting. Get back out there to doing business the traditional way. But I think we're still probably at least another year before things, I hope, get back to completely normal. It really was eye-opening to me, even though I have tried to live as close a normal life as possible during this past year, when I went to Florida and just physically felt the difference and the happiness and the openness. And I think I've been subjected to this a little bit of unhappiness in this country right now. People are unhappy because of the situation. This is just not normal. We are free spirit living people that want to, you know, interact and, you know, socially, not only in online, but in person. So this has been quite the change. And I think we're all ready to get back to normal. And I hope it's not a new normal. I hope it's a normal way of living and interacting and not being freaked out and screaming at each other. And all these things that have been happening over the past year, largely driven by COVID. I know that oftentimes when I post things on Facebook, I get immediate pushback from some folks. But what I see is that, in my opinion, and it was evident in Hawaii, some brainwashing has been going on. And people are believing everything they're being told by the government. I'm one to be very skeptical about everything the government tells me and pick out. There's truths, and then there's stretches of truth, and then there's common sense. You know, you can have a Walmart with 500 people be open and no problem, but you can't have a restaurant that has 50% capacity and 8 feet separation between people be open. It makes absolutely no sense to me whatsoever. Finally, here in Michigan, they've come to their senses and kids are going back to school. That, to me, is amazing that that has actually or is going to happen. But it's time. It's time that we all know what to do to protect each other. And I protect me. You protect you. I wear a mask. That's my decision. I'm protecting myself from you if you decide not to wear a mask. And, or, you know, vice versa. But, you know, I'm out here being safe and not doing things I shouldn't be. So anyway, I think that my end point is here. I just hope we get back to normal. And I'm looking forward to the new year and see where things go. But I think I'm going to wrap this up. I don't have a lot of in-depth stuff to talk about. I just wanted to kind of give you some reflections. I want to thank you for being a longtime listener or a new listener to this show. And thank you for your ongoing support. For those of you that are supporting the show financially, it's greatly appreciated. It really does help. It really, really does. I do not have an unlimited budget to do things. And the budget is actually much tighter than what it's been in years past. So every dime that you contribute to the show is greatly appreciated. I do, again, ask you to consider becoming an insider at geeknewscentral.com/insider. Please consider that. And we have some longtime supporters of the show that I thank you from the really bottom of my heart that you continue to really put in the support financially. For those of you that send emails to the show, that's equally important with the engagement level. The engagement helps me understand that you care about this show and that you are getting something out of it and that you want to provide input. That is really, really important to me, that we have this two-way communication. And many of you probably don't email the show ever, but I encourage you, maybe set a calendar reminder to, you know, discuss one thing that I've covered in the podcast and or my opinion point or an idea or suggestion as we go forward. But here we are, 2021. My God, unbelievable. And I know it's going to be better than 2020 was. So happy new year. I hope you have a prosperous new year. I hope you have a successful one. And as always, thank you for being part of the family here at Geek News Central. It's been my pleasure to do the show. Stay safe. We'll see you back here next week for a regular edition of the Geek News Central podcast. Take care. Bye-bye.